That would be like a hoe. That's how you'd get an informational bukkake. Do you know what a bukkake is? It's a good thing this is a moderate type of broadcast because, you know, in my previous podcast lecture series, it was a clean podcast, and it was kind of hard talking about the whole sex aspect because you have to go into the real nitty, you know, gritty stuff of sex. But if you know what a bukkake is, that's where everybody's coming all over the female. Now imagine what it would be like if you're receiving all this informational sperm or all this informational data, and it's coming from all directions, and there's one female that's the hub or receiving all that information, then that would be your informational bukkake because you've got all these people that are transmitting data. That's why, depending on what you do for a living, if you've got someone who is an information manager and they're the ones who is receiving information or taking data from all different points, they are receiving or they're engaging in an informational bukkake because they're getting cummed on or there's all this informational cum that's being splattered across them. As a matter of fact, if you really want to use the sex analogy, you've got the vagina, and we know that you've got sperm, and when you insert the penis into the vagina, the objective is to squirt all that sperm in order to impregnate the ovum. If sperm is the equivalent of information, if you've got a lot of information and you're pounding that information in, anything that is not getting processed as sperm would be all the mess or the goo that is on the outside or the rim of the vagina that didn't go in. And so that's where you miss your mark or you're splattering it all over. And when it means that a person has not been able to process all the information or the data that is being transferred as sperm, but it was inserted into the mind as an intellectual ovum, and or your ear as an intellectual vagina, anything that you didn't process or didn't understand, it would be dribbling out of the hole. And it would be gooey because it didn't get packed in and it didn't fit into there because there was just way too much. That's why if you really want to talk about nerds versus, you know, handsome men and stuff, haven't you noticed what with nerds and geeks, you can just like have one attractive female that'll just say like hi or one small comment and then they'll just open up and start talking? That's because they're coming. They're just talking. They're conversationally coming all over the person because they will have an intellectual orgasm that easily.